Breathing Room. Aerodynamicus was an initiative led by artists Millie Janitas and Nicola Farquhar at Waimari Beach in Ōtautahi on the 22nd of April 2023. There were more than 30 artists from around the Motu involved in making and flying for this event. Coordinates: 43 degrees, 29 minutes, 15 seconds south. 172 degrees, 43 minutes, 29 seconds east. Structure. From the warm sand looking up, a kite is a flitting, tremulous thing. Yet, it requires a sure sense of structural integrity to get up there. The lift of the wind encountering the weight of material. The tail drag balancing the thrust of movement. Dart against swoop, swoop after rise, rise becoming fall. This from NASA's webpage. Aerodynamics is the way air moves around things. So, a kite is not just the physical object, the strings and crosses and wings. A kite is how it converses with the wind, or absence thereof. The tension created by the motion of the kite flyer's hands, how fast they run to get it airborne, and how they slow, breathless and attentive, to stand like a puppeteer in dialogue with an extra limb. You could say that the work of artists involves a lot of the stuff of aerodynamics. How did the changeable things, distance, perspective, weather, literally the effects of the elements on an artwork over time, or how it bears the cultural, social, economic, and political environments which circulate it, interact with the physical structures of the work itself? The premise of Aerodynamicus seems to call this into focus, elevating these unpredictable factors as an essential part of both the making and sharing of the kites. Like a good poem, which is made not just from the words, but from the shape of the space around them, what emerged from Aerodynamicus was how the kites became more than the structures themselves. Amongst all that space afforded by Waimari Beach, where, on a clear day, you can stand on the shoreline and see the crest of the coastline morph into the jagged Kaikoura ranges, freedom and playfulness emerged. We had our shoes off. The sun burst through unexpectedly, announcing itself to the afternoon. Formalities were shed. There was no structured beginning or end to the event, but rather a trickling and bursting and wavering of participation, as natural and inconsistent as the wind itself. Bridle. A lot of a kite's functionality rests on how successfully the maker has located the fulcrum. The line needs to be placed at the right access point on the bridle, so that the kite can maneuver itself against the wind, and so equal strain can be distributed to the right points of the kite. Calculating the length of the bridle is therefore a technical thing, but I imagine the maker's hands are also alive with the memory of the tug and dive of a kite in the air. In a sense, an aerodynamic structure is born out of more than just accurate physics. The kite flyer's construction comes together out of a combination of precision, muscle memory, and hope. But the definition of fulcrum is not just the point on which a lever turns or is supported. It is also the most important part of an activity or a situation. And so it is fitting that the event itself created an exercise out of pinpointing the right coordinates. The webpage for the event had been suitably vague, as had the accompanying Instagram account, which showed a collage of kite inspo, but gave no more insight into the nature of the event. This had caused me to wonder how this would inhibit the very sense of participation that I understood the event to be inviting. And at first, it seemed it may, with Google Maps taking Arissa and I to outside the Waimari Surf Club, where a few artists with kites peeking out of bags and cardboard boxes had clustered, unsure if it was the right place to be. We waited tentatively. Further down the beach, a larger group had gathered, and eventually someone came to gather us together. Despite the accuracy required in effectively attaching a bridle to a kite in order to get it airborne, many within the artist cum kite flyer group had poured their aroha into the sails and structures of their kites, and so string and scissors were being passed around for those who had not yet attached a bridle and tether. In small clusters, some were making last-minute additions to their kites, swapping lengths of string purchased last-minute from the New Brighton hardware store, and advice for flying techniques. The momentum was building, reluctance giving way to curiosity, as one, then two artists took their kites for test runs. And suddenly, there was no shame. Kites were ascending, drooping, crashing, the artists breathless and rather unbridled. Tether. A kite is tethered to a body by a length of string. Sometimes the string appears invisible, so that the kite appears to hang from the sky. Imagine an artwork tethered to the sky rather than the crisp gallery wall. All that breathing room, object, maker, observer, all flapping in the wind. Object, maker, observer, each surrendering to the high chance of elemental damage, giving over to a manner of abandon. Fraught, we'd have to accept that flight might not always be possible. But sometimes, with the right ears, perhaps just enough momentum off the sea or from the friction of the flyer's legs, there'd be a lift.